Bingley protesters condemn Tory leadership candidate. Around 20 people gathered outside the Brown Cow pub in Bingley on the 30th of May, where former Department for Work and Pensions Minister Esther McVeigh was launching her Tory premiership campaign tour. The launch took place in the constituency of McVeigh's partner, the notorious Philip Davis MP, known for talking out legislation on such issues as banning upskirting and hospital parking charges. Incredibly, McVeigh pitched the meeting as blue-collar conversations aimed at working-class people. However, the only people turning up for their meeting were well-dressed, huge car-driving local Tories. Local workers commuting past the protest tooted their support for the counter-protest, which displayed prominent Socialist Party Tories out placards as well as homemade placards, including one saying sanctions don't create jobs, but socialism does. As DWP minister, McVeigh presided over the disastrous rollout of universal credit and has defended the rising use of food banks as a positive thing. She even briefly tried to make the case once again for this before being escorted inside by her minders. It is clear that the election of McVeigh or any other Tory leadership candidate as prime minister will continue the disastrous anti-working class policies of austerity. That's why what is necessary to change the situation, as our placards called for, is mass working class action for a general election, with the trade unions playing the key role in pushing for this by calling a national demonstration to demand a general election. Ian Dalton, West Yorkshire Socialist Party organiser.